This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 24th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Soybean futures led Chicago Board of Trade grain futures higher today. Some analysts questioning whether the full impact of an extended tariff war between the U.S. and China has actually been priced into soybean futures. Scott Geralt of the American Soybean Association said, "I don't think markets have fully priced in tariffs. I think markets have priced in some possibility of resolution to this trade war." Geralt continued, saying if tariffs continue to stay in place and Chinese demand diverts to other sources, U.S. prices should move lower, and that could make more soybeans more attractive to other buyers in the globe. China today denied any suggestion that it was in active negotiations with the Trump administration over tariffs, saying that any notion of progress in the matter was as groundless as, quote, trying to catch the wind. China's comments come after Trump said Tuesday that things were going, quote, fine with China, and that the final tariff rate on Chinese exports would come down, quote, substantially from the current 145%. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry said, "For all I know, China and the U.S. are not having any consultation or negotiations on tariffs, still less reaching a deal." A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson said, quote, "Any claims about the progress of China-U.S. trade negotiations are groundless as trying to catch the wind." An attempt by several environmental groups to push the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to tighten regulations on concentrated animal feeding operations has ended as a federal appeals court denied a petition. In February last year, groups led by Food and Water Watch and the Center for Biological Diversity sued EPA for rejecting a 2017 petition to tighten regulations on CAFOs. The Ninth Circuit rejected that petition. The environmental groups argued in a court brief last year that the agency has the authority to revise its interpretation of the agricultural stormwater exemption, called the agency's decision to reject the petition wholesale, arbitrary, and capricious. Agriculture groups filed a brief of the Ninth Circuit as interveners of the lawsuit, including the National Pork Producers Council, the American Farm Bureau Federation, the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, and United Egg Producers. The court said in its ruling, although EPA declined to open a rulemaking at this moment, it did not refuse to take action with respect to its CAFO regulations, the court said in its ruling. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of inheriting the family farm will increase dramatically at the end of the year if Congress doesn't take steps to extend the elevated estate tax exemption. AFBF Market Intel today said just last year, USDA estimated that if the estate tax exemption reverts to its pre-Tax Cuts and Jobs Act level, nearly twice as many farms in every sales class would have to pay estate taxes. The average net worth of farms subject to the estate tax would be lower under the permanent exemption level, falling from $32.5 million at the higher exemption to just under $20 million, meaning more smaller farms would be impacted. The intel says most of the value of a farm is tied up in land and expensive machinery, which are needed to grow food and raise animals. More than 80% of an average farm's assets are in real estate alone. Meanwhile, actual cash on hand is much lower, making payments of such taxes extremely difficult or even impossible. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Downey.